The National Health Insurance Authority has denied media reports alleging that the scheme is moribund. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Deputy Director, Corporate Affairs at the authority, Ni Anan Ajete, said 10 years since its inception, the scheme has grown to become one of the best health schemes in Africa and the world. He further outlined a number of initiatives put in place to make it more effective.
Consumer satisfaction with the National Health Insurance Scheme is high, indeed very high. Ask anyone anywhere at any healthcare facility whether they would prefer for National Health Insurance Scheme to be abolished, and the answer would be a resounding no. We have been trying as much as possible to reform what is essentially a good system, a national institution, and an innovative, homegrown healthcare financing mechanism. And we have instituted a number of initiatives. We can talk about clinical audits. And what it does is teams of professionals go to healthcare facilities and they go into the files and folders of cases for which we have paid claims, and they see whether these claims match with the treatments that have taken place. And in some cases, they have uncovered all manner of malpractices. In other cases, they have seen good practice and quality care being provided. And information coming from clinical audit is helping us to improve the system and to improve quality of care across the country. We can talk about internal audits. All the schemes across the country have been audited, and many healthcare facilities have been audited. We've sent either internal audit teams or clinical audit teams to places where we think that there are some anomalies.
In some cases in the faraway north, some officials were arrested and some even prosecuted. Despite all this, the allegation is that the scheme is almost collapsing. Why do you think people want to say this?
They have been saying this for many years now, and the scheme is growing from strength to strength instead. Towards the elections last year, this became the mantra of certain people. The scheme is moribund. The scheme is collapsing. The scheme is dead. And yet today, and even when we went to healthcare facilities, and the testimonies we're getting from subscribers at the hospitals was, they hear on the radio, this is not working or it's collapsing. And yet, look at all these people queued up here. Indeed, the scheme covers 95% of disease conditions in this country. And the very few that are not covered are things to do with things like cosmetic surgery, the very expensive neurosurgical conditions, and a few others.
With all these beautiful successes that you've chalked up, would you think that people are trying to just play the mischief?
Certainly there are those who are trying to paint another picture of the National Health Insurance Scheme for whatever motives and purposes, but not just the people who use the facility or National Health Insurance. The international healthcare community itself is giving us thumbs up.
Ni Anan Ajete asked the public to constantly report issues of extortion and double charging to the scheme's call center for redress. He says such complaints and reports will assist management to deliver improved and quality service to its clients.
We set up the National Health Insurance Scheme call center. 054-444-6447, 054-444-6447, for all complaints, for all inquiries, and for feedback to be channeled back to us at our call center. Professionals are waiting to take the call from 6 a.m. every day to 12 midnight, and we get calls about co-payments that we follow up on. We handle their cases, and where it can't be dealt with instantly, a backroom staff takes over. They get back to the person with whatever the findings are and assistance that they can provide, in order for our subscribers to also have a good experience when they go to these healthcare facilities. So wherever there's a challenge, we find an alternative solution. Another challenge that people sometimes point to is the fact that when they register, their ID cards take a long time to come, sometimes 3 months, sometimes 5 months, sometimes they don't get them at all. Sometimes cards end up at the wrong places altogether. It's been a mess, our ID card management, until now. Now we have introduced biometric ID cards, which you get instantly upon registration or renewal of your card.
Deputy Director, Corporate Affairs of the National Health Insurance Authority, Ni Anan Ajete, talking to George Ankra.